The following is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And good Sunday morning. Welcome to Your Life, Your Money here with Kelvin, the Money Guy. You can visit Kelvin's website at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And, you know, it's been an interesting summer. Now we're finding ourselves in, you know, the fall, unofficially, when the kids back to school and so many things going back to normal. Some things changing in big ways, thinking of our new king. Yes. And I think a lot of us are probably thinking about, you know, how we're going to move forward into this new era in not only, you know, our lives. Something about September always makes us feel like back to school, even if we're not in school and don't have kids in school, but also this new era in just sort of history and moving into maybe the unofficial start of the 21st century for a lot of people. You know, we're in the future. We've got a big page turn for a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of us are thinking about how we manage our money. Of course, that's the top of mind for this show, and thinking about, you know, do we trust machines to do it, or you need a human to do it? We'll dig into that with Your Life, Your Money here with Kelvin, the Money Guy. But first, let's just have an introduction. Kelvin, the Money Guy, who is he? He's one of the top financial advisors in the country and just an all-around great guy. Kelvin, how are you doing today?
Good, Chris. How are you keeping?
Good, busy, always busy, but that's a good thing. I can't complain. As long as you're busy, you got bills to pay, and at least checks coming in to help pay for them.
Yeah, as long as you're good busy, right? I mean, who can believe the summer is last weekend of the summer? School's beginning. I noticed in the backyard one of my trees is turning colors already.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to look forward for the fall, which is kind of nice, you know. I mean, it's like a whole new change in our lives, you know. So I think it's nice to have a change in weather, right? That we're not the same old cold all the time, or, you know, warm all the time. It's nice. It's a nice change of things for us to do, right? So when I was thinking about the topic for today, I thought to myself, you know, we as financial advisors, most of us, myself included, we look at the stock markets going up and down and up and down and where we're heading and things like that. And what I find with all these algorithms and all these robo-advisors and so on, I think what happens is we miss the human approach to financial planning. And when I look at statistics about the average age of people that use robo-advisors and use, you know, human advisors, it tends to be that the financial advisor person does, it looks like, a better job than the robo, because we actually give you the human touch. You know, a financial advisor is a professional that specializes in financial planning, wealth management, and other personal financial services. And I think that's where we win out, because on the other hand, the robo-advisor is a digital platform that uses algorithms to invest with very little human supervision. Now, sometimes that could win because the emotions don't get involved. But, you know, we go on to other things. We tend to get a plan for people and stick to it. You see, because a financial plan, it needs to reflect the family's future as well as its values, ensuring that the next generation doesn't need to untangle and get financial hardships. The robo-advisor don't really know those things. They don't look at you eye to eye and kind of figure out where you are, right? And sometimes the best laid out plans may go astray. Right. So many people, including those with wealth and assets, you know, go through life without no plans at all. You know, at a time when inflation has the world bracing for recessions. I mean, the COVID variants are coming back. Financial stewardship has to remain in style. And I think that's where the robo don't do it for you.
I think that there's so much to that. You know, when you think about just the human touch and how important that is, you know, when you're talking about your Spotify playlist, or you're talking about an advisor, there's something about a curated plan from a human being that can do something and maybe throw some surprises your way, or maybe recognize something in you that maybe would help you understand yourself and your investing style and risk tolerance in a way that, you know, a machine wouldn't. You know, you check some boxes and you're probably lying to yourself sometimes, I think, when you think about what your own risk tolerance is. But I bet sometimes you look at someone across the table, Kelvin, and they say, yeah, you know what, I can handle some high risk. And you just look at them, look at their spouse, and you say, are you sure? because I think that every now and then, I think that you think you can, until you see it, and until you see that risk. And in a time like now, not to scare people, but you said, you know, high inflation, high interest, higher than average interest rates. And now looking at the financial situation that we're in, possible recession, you've never needed a real human being sitting across the table or sitting across the phone or your Zoom screen more than you do right now.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, being many years in this financial industry, it's clear to me that people make financial decisions, you know, without having a plan, like a clear vision for where they want to go, right? Most people buy things, you know, or invest in things because it sounds great at the time, right? Because somebody did a great job presenting the product or the service to you. But, you know, when you deal with a human advisor, there's an extra step that's missing from those things. You know, like, why did you buy that? Like, how does it fit into your overall plan? And when you speak to someone face to face or in Zoom, like you said, there's questions that we're going to ask you or you're going to ask us that's going to be an integral part of where you're going to be down the road, right? So when you're looking to help manage your investment portfolio, you have to make, you know, right decisions. And the right decision is not just because the markets go up or down, or they pigeonhole you into, okay, you, Chris, you are a medium risk investor. Well, that really doesn't mean anything too much. We have to know about you. How do you feel? Right? Like, what happens if the markets go up or down? We know what happens when it goes up. You're happy. But when it goes down, what are your emotions like? So that's why I say we really need to put a human approach to financial planning, right? And many things we lack is common sense. So common sense to financial planning and, you know, financial management, understanding that there's absolutely zero. Think about in schools what we learn. If we ask you, you know, what's the best thing you learned in high school? Like, what would it be? Right. I don't know. Before, a long time ago, they had like mechanics and sewing and things like that. Right now, I don't think they have any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, maybe, but I can remember the Hamlet quote that Prince Charles dropped in his speech, but I don't necessarily use that Hamlet quote in my daily life. So a lot of the things you learn in high school maybe just sort of sit in the cobwebbed attic of your brain until somewhere it just sort of jumps out. But like you said, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, probably would have been more useful that we don't remember or didn't learn.
Well, I think this year or next year, from what I remember, maybe you know better, they were going to start in school teaching financial literacy. But I don't know how in depth or how what is going to happen. How are they going to do it? Think about this. You know, you finish school, you go through high school, college, whatever, whenever you finish and you go to work, and you're just thrown into the job market. You don't have any idea about, you know, tax planning. What's going to happen if my income is 50,000 or 100? Like, what do I do? Many people don't want to pay for a financial advisor because by nature, we're all cheap, right? But then when things don't work, they regret not having a financial plan or a financial advisor. And I think it's going to take a while before the schools kind of get us up to speed about how to really manage our money, not just about one and one make two, but, you know, what's tax planning? What's capital gains? Many people don't have an idea about compound interest. What is it? And, you know, we learned that in, well, we used to when we were in school in grade eight. I don't know when they if they teach you that anymore. But schools don't give us the financial advantage we need when it comes to financial planning. It teaches how to become an engineer or do what we want to do, but it really doesn't give us the understanding of how money works. And, you know, we live in a money world. It doesn't matter if you go to crypto or whatever we do, we're always going to be in a money world. So we better have some understanding and learn about how money works. What happens?
I think it's interesting, Kelvin, sorry to interrupt you, that, you know, you're jogging my memory about high school, and I'm maybe reminiscing a little much here, but my high school only offered one class for grade 12 economics, period. That was it. There was one class. And if you didn't fit into like the 30 something kids that they let into that class, you didn't get to take economics right in high school. And that was it. It was just like whatever second period in the second semester, that was the only class that was offered in the whole school. And that doesn't really offer mm-hmm. much when you think about how much you need that. So all of us walking around here are ill-prepared to take on our own money life because of that. And that's why you need a real right. human being on your side. We'll continue talking about why you need a human being on your side. You know, maybe there's some value to a robo-advisor here and there, but you know what? There's something very important about having someone there who can understand your needs and your family's needs and your desires and all of that, especially navigating difficult markets like we're looking at right now. You can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca, or you can call him at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. A whole lot more with Kelvin the Money Guy as your life, your money continues here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin the Money Guy. I'm Chris Creston, and I'm joined as always by Kelvin the Money Guy, the guy I just talked about. AskKelvin.ca, that's his website. That's AskKelvin.ca. And you can click on the schedule a call link and you pick a time and date of your choosing where you get to chat with Kelvin about whatever's going on in your money life. Or you can give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. Now, Kelvin, you know, we were talking about the relationship you have with a human advisor. And of course, so many people are now just opting to use a robot advisor who's going to, you know, play some numbers around and you get to see some funny charts on your phone. Is it ever a good idea right. to be using an AI or a robo advisor rather than a human being?
I mean, studies have shown that the older you get, the more you switch to a person. To a real, you know, personal financial advisor. I think when you're in your 20s and maybe 30s, you know, those people grew up with the computer and, you know, not blackboard and chalk and stuff like the older people did. You know what's a good example is when you go to the grocery store and you give the teller money and they got to give you change.
Yes.
Well, unless the computer or the register tells them, oh, you owe this guy $1.05, they won't know.
Right.
So it's the same analogy when you deal with robo. They really don't know. We know as a human being, you know, once your advisor understands, and this is where we're different. Once your advisor understands your goals, you know, they can help you choose the right strategies to accomplish them. You know, from maximizing your savings in retirement to helping you, you know, do some estate planning, which is a big thing where robo-advisors don't do. So many people have big estates, maybe a cottage, things like that, that they have to pay capital gains tax on. Well, the robo-advisor is not going to ask you that kind of stuff. You input the information and they spit out, you know, what goes in comes out, right? So the advantage of the financial advisors is trust. You know, as you age, you know, you might change careers, maybe get married, have kids. Your financial goals may shift and change. So regular meetings with your advisor really help you keep tab on, you know, your changing needs with your personal life. And I think that's where we give you the personal touch. Maybe we as an advisor saw our parents go through things and think to ourselves, you know, if you were my mom and dad, this is what I would tell you what to do, right? So your advisor can help you make adjustments to your financial situation when necessary. So you tell us not just about your money, but you tell us about your health, about your kids, about the next generation, just personal things that are happening in your life, and we give you the human touch. And that's why I say most people, as they get older, kind of sway towards a human being, like a human advisor.
I think that's an important note to point out, that you're getting out of the machine what you put into it, and the machine only has so many
Right.
variables it's going to take into account. It's not necessarily going to,
Right.
talk to you about your hopes and dreams, and your hopes and dreams for your children and for their children and things like that. And also, when you mentioned, an estate, and the taxes are going to have to be paid when something like that is transferred, there are a lot of details that you just can't do in a very simplified way. Now, when you're dealing with a human being, that's most of it, right? We've talked before about what it's like when you call up Kelvin the money guy, and you're not asking them necessarily questions about money off the bat. You're asking them questions about their life. Like, that's why we called the show Your Life, Your Money.
Yes. Exactly. And that's the thing when you deal with an advisor other than a robo, is you're gonna tell us things, and we're gonna ask you things that really hits home, you know, that personal things that will help you make better and intelligent money decisions, and actually in life decisions, to be honest with you. You know, advisors, we keep you on track. I mean, we'll pick up the phone and call you every 3.5 months or every quarter and find out how you're doing. The robo is not going to do that to you. You know, I would say, Chris, about 15 years ago is when the robo advisor started to come to life, because it seemed like the world was changing. We're going into more technology and so on. Now, that works really well for things like maybe cars and I don't know, so on, but not when it comes to money. When it comes to money, the emotions is going to help you either lose money or make money. So when the markets go crashing down, which it did and it will again and over again and go up, well, the robo advisor is going to tell you to sell, because that's in their algorithm. If it hits a certain threshold, sell, take the loss and move on. Well, we as financial, as human advisors, we help you keep on track. You know, financial advisors, we don't just set up a plan with you. We help you stick to it along the way. So no matter how rational you think you are, you know, emotions can influence your financial decisions. So letting emotions get in the way can lead to, you know, things that you really shouldn't be doing when it comes to investment, right? Like panic selling, which you will if you deal with robo investors, because they set parameters. You know, selling assets after they've dropped in value rather than staying in the market and taking advantage of eventual recovery. Think about this year. You know, January till probably February, March, things were heading up. April, then the war started, I guess in March, April, things went down, things came up. It's very nerve-wracking for people over the last, I would say, 3 to 4 months to decide what to do. But if you have a human advisor, they don't know what to do 100%, but we've had the experience to kind of guide you through these kind of things. And we're more of a sounding board than anything else, you know. So when you get worried about the stock markets, you can voice your concerns to your advisor. You can get mad at them. You can do whatever you wish, because you're going to get, you know, your advisor can provide an objective point of view. won't just take your advice, whatever you put into it, and tell you what to do. So those kind of things really affect you in the short term and in the long run. So I guess my point is, we give you the human aspect, we give you the human touch, the emotional touch. We care about what you do, where you're heading, what change in your life. Did you get married, things like that. So I think that's where we win out, to be honest with
I
you.
think that that's a another huge point is just that connection of what, that the hand holding, not to put too much of a like paternal look at it, but it almost is. It's almost like, you're there to help, walk the client through their investments, calm them down when they might get too excited about something. And either way, panic selling, panic buying, getting really excited about some flash in a pan possibility that there's a get rich quick scheme or something like that, to be the sounding board to try and help you walk through that to make sure you don't make a mistake.
Well, one of the things, is that you won't get again with Robo. I mean, Robo is good for some people, but I, in my experience, after all these years of doing what I do, it's clear that people don't have a sound financial plan. So, for example, do I take my CPP when I'm 60 or 62 or 65? Or like, what do I do? Well, you don't know. The robo's not going to tell you how to do that because they don't know all the external things about you, like your health. What's your income like? What do you own? Things like that. So we actually, sit down and do those kind of stuff for people to make sure they get to where they want to get to. One of the reasons I think why people try to venture to robo advisors is because of the cost. I think when people unfamiliar with financial planning see the word wealth management, they think it's only for the wealthy. And you're totally far from it, so that's why I believe, in my opinion, that people go to a robo because they try and save a penny here or there. But it's not true. The advisor really dig into things that you do. Think about people who are living paycheck to paycheck, right? Well, how is the robo advisor gonna figure that out for you? We figure out a plan for you if you live from paycheck to paycheck. We give you advice. Maybe you might not like it. For example, like living within your means. Don't do impulsive shopping. Pay expensive debt first and then start saving for retirement. And we also teach your kids about your financial situation. So that's where I think we're more important because you will learn, and you're more importantly, your kids will learn as you learn about money. And hopefully by the time your kids get older, they've caught on to this kind of stuff in school and make it part of money is part of our lives, right?
Well, that's a big thing, and I think you've mentioned before that sometimes you're getting second generation clients where people have come to you and said, "Listen, I my parents worked with me or with you, and we'd love to work with you as well."
Yeah, and we're getting that quite a lot because I've been doing this for about 30 years, and now these clients' kids are in their 30s, and they're thinking, my God, because the old days I would go to their homes, right, before the pandemic, and they would always see me. I remember this one client, she would always say, man, I always saw you come to the house in a suit and tie, and I never know what you did. Well, now she got her job and she's doing really well, and now and then her mom and dad told her to come and see me, and now she knows what I do. And she's saying, it's too bad I didn't sit down and when you were there all the time to learn about my money. It's really interesting how we don't think about these things, eh? And we live in a money world, right?
Well, it ultimately is. It's a material world, and you've got to make the right decisions within that. And it is funny the way that we don't necessarily teach our children some of those things, but you can pick it up through by teaching by example in a lot of ways too.
And the thing is, as we get older, we start to manage our own money because we know best, right? We become a know-it-all, not a learn-it-all. And what happens is we're trying to manage our income, but nobody taught us how to do it. So it's like a shot in the dark, right? So I strongly recommend that you don't do wealth management yourself, you know, unless you're a CFA or you grew up in that world, right? Because if something goes wrong, you're probably not going to understand the concept, and you'd be concentrated, and your risk tolerance will go out the window. Because just when you thought you weren't risky, well, maybe you are. So we should all play to our strengths and understand when we don't know something and find out from, especially when it comes to money, what should we do? Like I say, a lot of people have, older people, you know, have cottages and so on, and they have no idea about the capital gains tax, what's going to happen to them in the future. And as things change and governments change, you really need to know, how is this going to impact my financial plan, you know, in 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
And that's hugely important. That's a big part of, whether it is your retirement, whether it is your inheritance, there's a huge chunk to all of that. So if you've got a financial advisor and you want a second opinion, or if you don't have a financial advisor and you've been sticking it through with a robot, with a Terminator or something like that, I don't know, maybe Mr. Data. I'm not judging. It may be C-3PO. I don't know. I don't know. It's some form of artificial life form. You want to try talking to a human, you want to get a better return, and you want to get someone who can help you understand why things are happening with your money, give Kelvin a call. The number is 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN, or you can visit his website at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And welcome to Your Life, Your Money with Kelvin, the Money Guy. I am Chris Creston, and you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And thank you again for making us part of your Sunday morning. We really appreciate it. We've been talking about the human approach to financial advice and financial money management, and thinking about that when juxtaposed to the world of the robo advisor, all the fancy apps that you can download that can help you manage your money and help you swap stocks and trade things and try and get rich real quick. And the real approach when it comes to investing with a human being who can help you walk through some of these things. And I think that there's sort of a bit of a chicken or egg situation going on, Kelvin, where you almost need a financial advisor to teach you about the cost benefit analysis that would go into so many of your investments. And one of the most important investments would be getting a financial advisor. You need the financial advisor to tell you to do that cost benefit analysis that, yeah, you know what, there's some fees here and there, but you're going to get a better return out of this whole thing when you've got a human being helping you out.
Yeah, and studies have shown that when you use a financial advisor, rather than go at your own with the robo, you get about a 3% return higher. Yes, the fees are a little bit higher, but remember, returns are net of fees. So studies have shown over 25 years that you get about a 3% return higher with the financial advisor. And I think it's because we handhold you through events. So like I said last time, the Jays won the World Series 30 years ago, right? October 30 years ago. So I looked at, if like I said, if you put away $10,000 in 1992, left it alone, got an 8% return on your money. 8% is not high. It might be high, I don't know. But when we look at the Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, if you average those out three over 30 years, you would make about an 8% return every year. So your 10,000 would be $100,000. Now, over those 30 years, a lot of things happened, like terrorist attack, September 11, right? Wars, the Russian war. That we just remember, the pandemic. We forget about 30 years ago things that happened, like the real estate market going down and so on. But these are just little things to remember now. So had you had a robo advisor, you probably won't get that return because you would have sold and get back out and get back in and invest your money like you take the subway. You get in, get out, get in, get out. So getting that consistent return would never happen unless you had an advisor to handhold you through some of the major events that happen, right? So that's where I think you really benefit from the human touch. So if you have an advisor, reach out to them and have these conversations. If you don't have one, pick up the phone and call me or send me a quick email and we can chat, right?
I think
'Cause
there's a big part of so many people who get really affected when they start to, see the market's going down and they decide, well, what am I going to do? If I'm going it alone, maybe I'm going to make a rash decision. Or maybe if you've got a robo advisor, it's actually built into the a algorithm that I'm going to make a rash decision. The robot's going to make a
Right.
rash decision for you. I think that's a huge disservice when it comes to, the reality of what the stock market does.
And financial advisors, we use advanced digital tools to help analyze your portfolios and market data. But it's not just off the internet. This goes well in depth with portfolio managers who know a lot more than you and I do. So when you do that kind of stuff, you can enjoy the advantages of a of personal touch without foregoing the benefits of technology. So with the human advisor, you actually get both.
Right, so you're
Because
not
you
dealing
really,
with an abacus in
that's right.
your office, right? You're
Yeah.
dealing with a real like technology, the state of the art stuff. We've had the people on the show who
Yes.
contribute to some of your financial decisions and some of the stuff that you monitor. And it's not like it's just some old school someone with a pencil pushing across a page. There's a
Right.
lot of actual technology that goes into it, plus that human approach that we've been talking about.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that we do use digital tools to help analyze where you want to go and project into the future and so on. But like I say, we go beyond that. We look at the human element about what happens. Like, what if there's a health crisis or you lose your job or I don't know, human things that happen to us. How do you navigate around those things? And that's where we come in, I think, handy. And it's just not me that's doing it. We build a team. We have a team of experts that can help you benefit through what you do. Because financial planning goes beyond the stock markets going up and down, right? So when you deal with the advisor, your car insurance comes due. You let them know because maybe they have someone that they deal with that might get it cheaper for you. You want to do your will and power of attorney. We can recommend you to someone, not just some fly-by-night person, but somebody that we've been dealing with for 20 years or so. Insurance, life insurance, critical illness insurance. We look after all those things for you. And if we're not licensed to do it, we probably have an affiliation with someone that can do it for you. So we look at the holistic way of planning your money life. Too many times I find when people come to see me, all they talk about is their stock markets going up and down. Should I sell today, Calvin? I think the markets are going to go down. What should I do? Well, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond the markets. We know that the financial markets are going to go up and down. We know that in 5 years from now, it most likely will be higher than where it is today. And history tells us that. So we need to look for we need to look for more things than just or tools than just the Nasdaq and the Dow and the S&P.
And there's so many advantages that you can take if you've got a financial advisor. Like you said, Kelvin, we'll talk more about the team that you build and how that helps people manage their money and also manage the other advantages that they can take to earn more money, save more money, have more money for their kids, and have more money for inheritance down the road as well. That's all coming up as your life, your money continues. Don't forget to visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca, or you can give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. More of your life, your money continuing here on 640 Toronto.
You're listening to a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
And thank you so much for making us part of your Sunday. This is Your Life, Your Money. I'm Chris Creston. I'm joined, as always, by Kelvin, the money guy. You can visit his website at askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. You can book a call there by hitting that schedule a call link, and you pick a time and date of your choosing where you want to have a sit down with Kelvin, the money guy, and discuss your life and your money life, and all the things that revolve inside of that maelstrom. You can also give him a call at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. And start planning, start working with Kelvin on your financial plans, talk about your goals, talk about the things that your family needs, and then move forward from there. It's so important now more than ever to have a good financial advisor on your side. And that's sort of what we've been talking about as the show has been continuing here, talking about having a human being there to help you, walk you through things, sometimes hold your hand, sometimes push you a little, sometimes hold you back from the edge in some situations. And there's something that, that's something a robot's not going to do. And Kelvin, just before the break, we were talking about how a financial advisor, a good one, doesn't just have themselves, plugging away at numbers. There's a whole team that can help you and do so much more beyond the ups and downs of the stock market.
Well, yeah. I mean, when we look at taxes, most people don't have very few people have a tax plan. They have no idea. They do their tax planning in April, but that's just filling out the form. It's not tax planning. Tax planning actually should start today.
Yeah. So many people, including myself, the tax plan is pay the taxes, grumble about paying the taxes, get upset that I'm paying the taxes. And that's the plan. And it's not a good one.
And the thing is, we're in September already. Before you know it, we're at Christmas, end of the year, and we do our tax planning, like I say, in April. Well, it has to get done now. So those are one of the things that we look at, right? Chris, the biggest thing I find with robo advisors or doing it yourself is they don't want to pay. Like the clients think, people think that they have to pay like all this money. Well, it's not true. It's like I say, returns are always net of fees. And like you said, we build a team around us. So if we have access to estate lawyers, insurance brokers, lawyers that'll get your will and power of attorney done and give you recommendations on what you should do. And many times these people discount the fees and so on to people because they've been dealing with the advisor for years and years and years. Right. So it's a whole approach that you take with accountants and so on to get to where you want to get to. Look, whether a financial advisor or a robo advisor best fits your need will really depend on your individual circumstances. If you're young and you're now starting to build your wealth and so on, yeah, maybe go ahead and use a robo advisor if you wish, but when you get into the more as you move on in your life and you get more things or you acquire more assets, well, that's where that's where the human advisor takes over. So making an informed decision requires an understanding of, the range of benefits that are unique to a financial advisor. So it's always important to bear in mind, too, that when it comes to access to new machine learning technology, it's not an either or proposition. So you really have to think about those things, as you move on in age or you accumulate more wealth. So we build a team around us to help you sort through or navigate through any problems you may come. So trying to do your own financial planning, it is overwhelming. So we rely on a team of experts to help us make smart decisions because you only know what you know. I only know what I know. And sometimes clients will ask me things that I have no idea what they're saying, and I will go and try and find the answer for them.
I think
So
that's
really
important too. You know, something that you've talked about so many times and even today during this show is being a learn it all, not a know it all. You know, so many people will sit across the table from you and pretend to know. I'm sure there's a million mechanics out there you go to and you know they'll tell you that they know what's wrong with your car, but they haven't plugged it in or they don't have the manual and they don't know and they're going to Google it once you walk away. There's one thing to pretending to know, but if you go out there and you say, hey, listen, I'm not sure the answer to that, but I got a great guy who can help us figure out this estate issue, this will issue, this insurance issue, and then you connect them to the client, you've got this great team working for you. It's not just one person.
Yeah, and I mean, a financial planner creates the plan for you, and that plan really reflects, you know, your family's future as well as its values. So now, you know, now you find people don't want to invest in the old oil and gas and things like that. So we always have to kind of try and manage through the things that you want. And it's a hard job. It's not an easy job, but it's very rewarding, I think, for the financial advisor after dealing with someone for 20, 25 years to see that they accomplish their goals, they're retiring in comfort. And it's a good feeling to have. I mean, along the way, the markets are up, the markets are down, taxes go up, maybe you lose your job, I don't know, but you get handhold through all these things. And the one thing about the human advisor is we listen.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to you about what you want, what your concerns are, and we address those things in a human way, not like a algorithm way, right?
And one of the things you mentioned there too was your values, because some people may have a lot of concern about the environment or equity and things like that, and finding that those are the kinds of things you're going to have an advisor there who's going to help find you the funds that not only fit your values, but also performing well, that can help you and help as part of your holistic financial approach.
Yeah. And like I say, most people buy things or invest in things because it sounds great at the time. Wow, I'm going to get that now. But they have no idea in the next 3 years what that thing is going to be worth.
Yeah,
or
someone
why
told me they
it.
Found a gold mine somewhere. I'm going to go and give them all my money, right?
Yeah, don't take a chance. You know, don't take a chance with your future, with your retirement, with your tax planning. Sit down with an advisor and chart out a plan for yourself. And revisit the plan, because this will really help you out as you get older and you move into the, you know, the best time of your life, which is pretty much retirement. But you really need to plan that out now so you will never outlive your money and things will go great for you.
Absolutely. Perfect, Kelvin. Thank you so much for your time today. And thank you for helping us navigate all the financial issues we run into. Don't forget, you can visit Kelvin's website, askkelvin.ca. That's askkelvin.ca. Or you can call him anytime at 416-457-7526. That's 416-457-PLAN. That's the number that you can call to get a hold of Kelvin the Money Guy, one of the top financial advisors in the country today. 416-457-7526 or askkelvin.ca. Thank you so much for making your life, your money, part of your Sunday morning. And stay tuned to 640 Toronto.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Corus Entertainment.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.